explain with a couple of scenarios on how you know, you can actually blend these techniques based on a fictitious customer scenario.
So this topic is, I feel like, just so relevant to Zoe, and I already mentioned this, what we're doing and what we're seeing in our named account team. It's really exciting because our leadership talks about going up market and working more with mid-market and enterprise customers. And so we're doing that already in terms of what we're carrying out. We are working with larger organizations, and that is shifting the move from more transactional, just deals, to enterprise deals. And the selling is different. We've already talked about this before, because the deal value is increasing, the complexity increases. Mm-hmm. Why is that? So when larger organizations are making a decision with a higher dollar value, that means there's going to be more stakeholders involved in the decision-making process. I don't look at that. I mean, of course, there can be challenges with that in terms of, you know, increased complexity in enterprise selling, but you can also look at that as an opportunity, and it's a perfect, perfect opportunity to carry out what you brought up with the question in terms of combining multiple sales methods. So you can apply consultative selling, right? You can do that with, and I don't want to like broadly generalize, but I will, in certain situations, it's consultative selling that's going to be carried out to the stakeholders who are looking to you more as a strategic advisor. They may not necessarily have much like specific direction or tangible like needs, like, you know, this is the type of technology that we need, or these are the three problems that we're looking to solve. They're looking to you to provide more guidance around that. And that's typically what I've found. It's typically with the department heads and the members of the C-suite that you're working with in these organizations. So you want to establish and build rapport by asking open-ended questions. I really enjoy the dialogue that I have when you're carrying out consultative selling, because it can be open-ended, and just get them talking about, well, what's the overall condition? You know, what's the health of the business? Like, you talk more on the business side, like how are operations, are, you know, what challenges are you experiencing with the business? What are your strategic goals and objectives in the next 6 to 12 months? So businesses they like to share that information. So you're extracting that information, you're obviously employing active listening, and then you're showing empathy. That's consultative selling. Mm-hmm. Then you can shift into solution selling, and it can be more with either the kind of more the members of the front lines, either on the technical teams or in the lines of business, you know, like sales administration, sales operations. You can uncover their problems that can be solved as Zoe. This can be more specific and directed in terms of the solution that you're providing. Sometimes this will tie in with the product demonstration, like the overview, the walkthrough that you're going to do. And you're going to make it relevant to the areas that they've brought up and that they've already identified for you. They provided them to you. If you can solve those problems, then you're carrying out solution selling. So that's a blend of both between consultative selling and solution selling. Same deal cycle, same, you know, entity, more complex selling typically requires you to apply multiple sales methods.